I'm telling you right now, Kate's happy feet never, ever, ever changed. He was happy feet every time. He either would pull down to look to run or try to roll out right. If, like Quant said, I didn't play D2 ball, but I played high school ball, middle school ball, and Pop Warner. And all that was always taught to me that when you have that many people on the line, you automatically have a hot route. You go, you check out, and you let, say, first down Tyler Brown, hey, you're going to be the hot route on this. Boom, 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 my hand signals, blah, blah, blah. Do a fake signal for this guy. Anyway, boom, falls out. When they blitz like he's seen them do, and he missed, he's seen the guy getting through right there. He's seen, I've watched the play two or three times, and he did not do nothing but do what he did the whole season, guys. So, you know, I hate to say this with the spirit of the season, you know, we should be kinder, but I say good riddance, Kate. I mean, good riddance, brother. And I'm the biggest fan you'll ever find, man. I love him. I wanted to see him do good. I really did. I truly did. But I'm just glad Adam Randall got him opportunity to maybe make a squad in the NFL. And I'll take it off there, guys. And God bless y'all, and I hope y'all have a great, great year.
Same to you, Matthew. Appreciate the phone call. You know, one of the frustrating things in that game that I saw, I've said this before, the worst thing you do as a coach is for the fans to be proven right about some things. It is really difficult to sell me logically on Christopher Vezina is my guy, no doubt. Zero snaps in these games down the stretch. If I was convicted that Christopher Vezina is my guy, or even if I thought I could be convicted that Christopher Vezina is my no-doubt guy, why do we not see him in some of these, like a package or two, you know? And I understand, like, Dabo wants to win the game. He said that. He was asked about the quarterback. He said, I want to win the game. If the argument is that every snap that Christopher Vezina plays instead of Cade Klubnik is a snap where you are objectively worse, you have an objectively worse chance to win the game, then they have to go get a portal quarterback because the logic does not translate there. Clemson has to be better at quarterback next year. They cannot be worse at quarterback next year and expect to achieve more.
I thought there was a chance we were going to have a Kyle Parker to Taj Boyd moment.
I did too. I really did.
Taj Boyd was on the roster. You knew that he was the next quarterback after Kyle Parker. Kyle Parker goes to, I forget what the bowl was called at the time. It was in Charlotte.
Meineke Car Care, right?
Meineke that year.
Yeah.
Kyle was horrible in the first half, and you saw a passing of the torch. Parker was similar to the way Cade looked, and you never had that moment. You never passed the torch. And I hope that means that there wasn't anybody to pass the torch to. We'll know that in the next couple of weeks.
Cade Klubnik in this game averaged 5 yards an attempt. And look, his receivers didn't help him. He had 17 incomplete passes. On the stat sheet, it says 3 were drops. That's way too low. I counted 6, and Dabo said 8. So, again, there are all these things like, and I know we got to go to break here. There are all these things that stand out. Like, for example, if you think that Cade was put in a bunch of bad spots, then maybe you're thinking a new coordinator and Vezina is the answer. Yeah. If you think that Cade is putting his coordinator in jail, he can't call anything because the quarterback can't do it, then you don't change the coordinator and you bring in a different quarterback.
Texture makes a great point here, too. You also saw Coach Sweeney do this with DJ in the ACC championship game, where the stakes were much, much higher than this one. You saw DJ get pulled and Cade put in. So, you know, again, my commentary is not – this is not about Cade Klubnik at this point. This is about the thought process and the mentality of the head coach as it relates to going forward on who your quarterback might be. Might be the first perceived positive thing we've said today.
That's right. And there are some people who actually think, and you'll talk to fans, and it's hard to dissuade them because of Dabo's public comments, that despite of what you said, all the evidence that says he doesn't believe in Vezina, like the evidence that's out there, like the way that they manage the game, despite all of that evidence, there are still people that say, but we just don't know that he's going to go to the portal. And it's hard to say those people are wrong. It's hard to dissuade him of that. Delvin is back. We're going to get Tim on the other side. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you, you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them, and it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss. And it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. And they can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Power Stroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. I found my limo driver, Mr. Take Us to the Show. I've done made some plans for later on tonight.
All right, we continue on here in hour two. Out of bounds. Let me defend Dabo on one thing real fast. There were people upset, and I know because I had some people texting me during the fifth quarter show about Dabo's comments on this. Dabo was responding to a question about Cade Klubnik, and you know, he said that Cade's going to go on to a great long pro career and all this stuff, and people absolutely hit the roof. Just like, if you think Dabo's out of touch, it's a perfect encapsulation of a quote that proves it. Except for, and I don't know if people know, because I still have not seen footage of this. Like, I'm not sure that footage exists of the press conference. Maybe it does somewhere. Dabo was sitting directly beside Cade Klubnik when he made that statement. So, like, if you think Cade's a bum and you're mad that Dabo didn't say Cade's a bum, well, would you say it to Cade's face? Like, that's a whole different deal. And Dabo wouldn't say it behind Cade's back, but I do think it's important to point out, like, during the same press conference, Cade Klubnik got emotional during an answer, and Dabo was close enough to him to pat him on the back and sort of encourage him to keep going.
There's a lot to be upset with about this year, but those types of things, in my opinion, are, like, what's the harm in Dabo Swinney saying that to
right.
Cade Klubnik at that point? Because you do want him to be able to go into the NFL. You do want him to be successful. I mean, why wouldn't you? Whether or not he is on him. But wouldn't you want your head coach to sort of help in that way? Like, what? Cade Klubnik's career is officially over at Clemson now. So what's the harm in that? I would argue that helps you in maybe the next quarterback down the road more than it's going to hurt you. Just insignificant.
Anybody who's upset about that, I would dare you to go find a clip of a coach saying a player's a bum after his last game. Especially after a loss, you're not going to find it. It doesn't exist. There are lots of things to get frustrated about that Dabo has publicly said, but to your point, Ben, Dabo saying what any coach would say about any quarterback that was in that, like, there was nothing abnormal about that at all. I found that that commentary to be a little bit off. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. He is back in here. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, guys? What's up? Earlier, my power just went out right when y'all about to click in on my power.
Oh, man, that stinks. Well, glad you got it back, man.
Yeah, the weather going on right here. They told you it's about the weather, so yeah, it's good.
Sure.
It's back on, yeah. But you talk about that. You talk about those comments. The comment that bothered me is that would say he's not going to make an emotional decision. And I'm just hoping that he sees what's going on around in college football. He needs to listen to Saban. He said he talked to Dabo, told Dabo, if you're going to last, you have to learn to adapt. That's the coach listening to. And he's going to see it. Dabo's going to adapt. Come January 6th when he's going to transfer portal. Is he going to adapt? Because if he doesn't adapt, we're going to be talking. We're going to be like Penn State and Michigan looking for new head coaches next season this year.
You know what's amazing? And I don't know if that's true or not, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I do think that to the point the caller made earlier about short leashes, it does seem like nobody has a long leash at all anymore. I mean, even championship coaches who have had great success, I mean, it feels like that. But I think it is inaccurate to say that Dabo has never pivoted off of things that he deeply believed. Like, he's been slower, but he has pivoted off things he deeply believes. But some of the things that people are saying he needs to change do seem like they go more to the foundational element of the program.
I don't want Coach Swinney, no matter what the topic, to ever make an emotional decision.
Correct.
So, I mean, that I want him to make the right decision, but a lot of times you don't make the right decision when it is emotional. At least that's been my experience personally.
Of course. And you know what? I think objectively, I think this is a decent place for people to land here. I may be wrong about this. Objectively, after that performance in that bowl game, objectively, you could make pretty much any decision that you make, and I would say, okay. Like, whatever change he wants to make on offense after that, I would say, okay. Whatever he wants to do after that performance, that, by the way, there have been 5 times in the last 10 years that Clemson has failed to get 240 yards of offense. 3 of those have been national championship caliber teams at Georgia and Alabama. One, the 2021 NC State game there that went to overtime and Clemson, like, didn't get a first down for, like, 2 hours in the game. And then this. Five times it happened. So five times in 10 years, three of them historically great defenses, one NC State, probably the best Dave Doran NC State team, and then this. I think objectively you're going to lead you to some changes. And like I said, whatever change he makes, I'm going to say you probably is probably justified after that performance. Let's go to Tom the Buckeye, who's up with us next. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, I watched that game Saturday, and man, that was brutal. Yeah, I'm kind of also in the camp of I didn't really understand why he didn't run Vecina out there in the second half with nothing happening in the first half. I've got a question about the transfer portal, and I will beg my ignorance on this topic. Do most of these guys have an idea of where they're going? Let's say Lagway, for instance. Are conversations already happened, and our backup at Ohio State, Keenholz, who I told you earlier this year I thought he would go somewhere. Do these guys kind of already know? Are those back channel conversations already happened, or how does that work?
So here's kind of my sense of it. The agents, and Tom, we're getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm going to answer it off the air. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I would say this. If you throw out a number, and you're probably throwing out a high number at this point, if somebody is willing to match it and you know, or exceed it, and you know that before January 2nd, you're probably going there. You're going to take the bird in the hand. But if there is still sort of a bidding war going on, I think at January 2nd, you might get more people at the table. I think agents are either reaching out to the big spenders to try to get that opening price that jacks the price up for everybody else. They're doing that right now. Or those big spending teams are signaling to everybody. And whether you end up on one side of that or the other, the reality is I think a lot of this is posturing for January 2nd. So to answer the question, I don't think that most of these guys know where they're going. I think there are a few guys that know where they're going. I think there are a bunch of guys who, and probably that middle group, who would be fine taking their best offer that they've got right now but want to see some more. They want to sort of let the market play out a little bit. And there are lots of people in the back end who have to wait on that. Look, this is no different than like Major League Baseball free agency, where you're waiting on Aaron Judge and Juan Soto to sign their contract so that the next tier of guys know what they can make. So you've got the vast majority of these guys have to wait on whatever the market value is of the guys above them so they can know what they can realistically ask for.
I sat in Aaron Judge's locker, by the way.
Did you?
I don't really know why I did, but it was there, so...
Oh, man.
We'll have to talk about that stadium at some point.
Oh, we for sure need to. We, a lot of stuff we still haven't got to from the game. Coach Davis joins us right now. You know, Clemson went on the road. It was the largest road victory since a Coach Davis team went to, I believe it was called to Charleston in 1995. I think that's right, the Clemson got yesterday. Coach Davis, what's up?
Well, my waistline, my hairline, my stress level.
Feels like Christmas time, doesn't it?
I'm telling you. I just got to get in on this Cade bashing thing. I want to take up for the guy. Sophomore year, didn't have a wide receiver that could create space and get open. Junior year, we had Wesco and Moore, and good tight ends. Had a great year. This year, I don't know how many drops we had in that game. Oh. I meant to call Tim Bray and find out how many drops we had. He would have had a good game if we had just caught the football. And I don't think he's played behind a good offensive line in any of his career. So there. I'm taking up for Cade.
I love what you're saying, because you're right. I mean, look, I don't think Cade played particularly well this year, but you're right. Last year, when he had better weapons, he had better opportunity, the guy had 36 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
But, guys, yep. When he has had all those things, and when he has had time, there have been so many times that he just does not have the timing necessary to complete these plays. I mean, he doesn't. Clemson does not throw over the middle because his timing has been so poor.
side.
I just hate
for everybody to be bashing Cage.
I understand it. I do. And look, we're always going to have that junior year, the second half of the Texas game and the ACC, the two ACC championships.
Remember that half? It was awesome.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, tell me about 21 threes. How many times y'all make 21 threes in practice, Coach?
We might not have taken 21 threes in practice.
I know it was unbelievable to watch them yesterday. I know you're excited to watch them again. I don't know if any waking human watched whatever streaming service carried the game yesterday, but if you did, that was one of the great performances I've ever seen. And it was like eight people made threes. Everybody was shooting the ball.
Yeah, we had Miller making a three.
That's right. Yeah, twice in three games, Morgan Miller makes a three. She was actually the record setter. She's the answer to the trivia question, who made the record-breaking three in ACC three-point shooting history? And the answer is Morgan Miller, and she'll always have that.
and I don't know how quickly that'll be broken either. That's an awesome performance by our Lady Tigers.
That's right. Coach Davis, always great to hear from you. Thomas Bobby, we said hey, okay?
Happy New Year, guys.
You too, Coach.
Happy New Year to you. Love that guy, man. I love it. Look, Cade has some good. He had some good moments this year. 16 touchdowns. You know, Larry Williams had a stat that Cade Klubnik. This is amazing to me. John Height was like, "When do you think the last time Cade threw a touchdown pass was?" He didn't throw a touchdown pass after the Duke game.
Really?
He had 16 touchdowns and 6 interceptions this year. Which, by the way, Kelly Bryant did that, and we were like, "Man, we need a little more from the passing offense." But at least Kelly Bryant was like incredibly effective with his legs in the offense. It's just tough, man. It's tough to look. Cade's year by year, it makes no sense whatsoever. 19-9, 36-6, 16-6. Just touchdowns, interceptions.
I would agree with Coach Davis on this. There's no need for us to keep talking about whether or not he's good or bad because he's done.
The NFL's going to answer that.
Right.
I've said that about many players, that the NFL will – the NFL knows. They know who's good and who's not. All right, let's take a break. In hour number three, a lot more to say about this game. The rest of the game's on Saturday. Got some thoughts on some of those? I mean, I can't wait for the riveting rematch between App State and Georgia Southern. Can't wait for that combined record, 11-13, what bowl games are all about. 654-ROAR if you'd like to get in on the finer.